welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 387. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started off there with a track by Tim Darcy. That song is called Tall Glass of Water, and it leads off the new album Saturday Night, which will be out February 17th on Jag Jaguar Records. If the name Tim Darcy sounds familiar, he is the frontman of the band Ott, which have been played on the podcast quite a bit. They're one of my favorite new bands. Tim is out on tour. I know he's got a date coming in Kansas City, so he probably has a date near you too, but we'll talk more about that later. I've only got 6 songs for you today, but we're going to stretch into the full half hour, which means we got longer songs, a lot less power pop, and, well, maybe we'll come close here. Here's a track by Bash and Pop. It's called On the Rocks.
Yeah. record she heard was a window to another world, the world that she preferred. And when the rain came, the terror would set in. She put that record on again, listened to Joseph. Than it was before. William wasn't sure this could be any better than it was before. Are you nervous and anxious before to giving in? Roll up your sleeves and start again. Are you nervous and anxious and before to giving in?
Man, that is a record I really enjoy there. Obvious influences, but, you know, they do it so well, and the album is just solid through and through. That is The Cut-Ups from Exeter in the UK. The song there is Nervous and Anxious, and it's on the album The Nerves, which they put out themselves at the start of this year, officially January 1st. And before that, we heard from Bash and Pop. That is, of course, the project of Tommy Stinson, long abandoned and just resuscitated. The song there is On the Rocks, and the album is Anything Could Happen, comes out today, January 20th, on Fat Possum Records. It definitely is a more Americana feel, that track there being one of the most revved up ones, but think Uncle Tupelo, and then you'll be happy there, because it's a solid album too. So we got lucky. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Speaking of coming back, we've got something new here from Dropkick Murphys. The song is called Blood.
Trouble underground in Cadillac.
We step back in time a little bit for that one. That was the Donnas with the song Take It Off from the album Spend the Night. Originally came out in 2002, but just reissued late last year on Cherry Red Records. That is a new issue with some bonus tracks. I never picked up the album the first time around, but I saw it at a good enough price, so I grabbed that album, and I'm happy I did. It's nice to add to that collection, though I think probably the earlier ones are still my favorite, but that's a very, very solid song there. Before that, we heard from New Dropkick Murphys. That song is called Blood. It's on 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. Came out January 6th on Born and Bred Records. That band, of course, not just from Boston, but defined by Boston, and maybe at this point Boston is defined by them. I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 387. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media networks, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a couple of interesting things coming up here. On the 21st, you'll hear from Altered Beast at the Replay. The 28th, Cave Girls are playing at the Replay. On the 10th, the Too Much Rock single launch party. I can't tell you who it is, but next week you'll know. In fact, on Monday, watch the pitch, because they'll be announcing who it is, and they'll be playing the single, so you'll know what is coming next from Too Much Rock. On the 10th, later that night, Fault Finders playing at the Mini Bar. I think tonight they're playing a cassette release, maybe at Davies, but couldn't make that one. And the 11th of February, Marduk at Riot Room. 18th is Origin at the Riot Room. And also Witch Jail is playing the 18th at the Brick. On the 24th, Shiner is playing at the Record Bar. The 25th is that rescheduled Ultimate Fake Book show. And that's Ultimate Fake Book, Creature Comforts, Arthur Dodge, and Berwinger's been added to that show. I'll be flying back that day from Santiago, and I'll be going straight to the show because that's the sort of show I can't miss. And then the 28th, Dropkick Murphys coming to the Uptown. On the website, a few new things I'm up there. There should be photo and video of the Drool and Boys Boys show, photos and videos of the Trapper, Iowa in between. With Iowa in between, Stars Hollow, Vitamin K, and Employer Show, as well as that benefit with Sister Mary Rottencrotch and Katie Guyon and the girls. All of those new websites, so a lot of rock this week. In fact, too much rock. Having trouble keeping up. Anyway, one track left here on the podcast for you. The band is called 1 Mile North, and the song I'm going to play is called Rocky Beaches. It's on the new album, Awakened by Decay. Just came out October of last year on Wart Cunner Records. I know nothing about that label. I know very little about the band, though years ago, many years ago, I heard one track by them that I just loved. Bought that album, fell in love with it. And it's the sort of album that you drift off with very easily. This one is even more so. You can't even call it post-rock. It's really just ambient more than anything else. But it is a very nice album to relax to, chill out to. And if you want to sleep on a plane, just put this one in, let it go. So we're going to wrap things up here. This is 1 Mile North with the song Rocky Beaches. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.